What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Arlington at the ballpark, Comerica Backyard. Join us out here in center field on the suite level if you're coming on out. Should be a good one. Tomorrow is Jacob deGrom replica jersey night, though, as they open a series with the Orioles tonight. And it'll be good times. We need some wins. Dropped 2 of 3 to the Mariners over the weekend. All the games went to extra innings. And unfortunately, the Rangers just did not have enough punch to win the series. Could have swept them. All right. So is that a positive? I don't know. But, I mean, Leiter and Rocker were pretty dang good. And Corey Seager's now swinging a hot bat. So I'm going to continue to force myself to be optimistic I guess maybe double digits back of the division and 6 games of the wild card. Until we're short of that, Wolchuk, you hold me to this, I'm going to remain positive.
Perfect. I want you to remain positive.
Pre-game.
We need the positivity.
I'm doing my best. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. You know how hard it is for me to stay positive.
But I know.
On this next story, I'm positive this is an advantage for the Cowboys as their secret weapon for building the offensive line is, perhaps a guy here, Duke Manyweather, that we've been hearing quite a bit about in, I don't know, maybe the last half decade or so. He has this offensive line masterminds program, and a lot of the best offensive linemen around the NFL talk about what Duke Manyweather has done for them. So joining us now to talk more about this is a guy who wrote an article about Duke today, Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, joining us now here on
He's
the Fan.
The
good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. You know, just trying to enjoy the downtime here before camp out in Oxnard. Having a great day.
It seems like a few years back we started hearing so much about Duke. Give us some background. How did he burst on the scene so quick, and where's he come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. He was a D2 football player out at Humboldt State in California, and, you know, kind of a shorter stature guy in the height department. He kind of realized the NFL probably not for him as a player, which is why he kind of in college honed in on his technique and kind of his three pillars that he told me when I spoke to him on the phone: mind, body, and craft. And so he's kind of been honing those in, and he would train guys before the draft, after the draft, but kind of his first big client was Philadelphia Eagles Pro Bowl right tackle Lane Johnson. And, he has this summit, Offensive Masterminds Summit, each year in July, and kind of gets all the top offensive linemen from around the league. And they kind of train for a couple days. He also does the one-on-one regular training that I wrote about him doing with the Cowboys. But when he was watching the NFL Top 100 back in 2018, just to support his guy in lane to see where he would land, he noticed that some of the defensive players were saying, yeah, you know, we get together, hang out in the summer. Von Miller organizes a sack summit, and that really helps us. And so he picked up the phone and called Lane and said, we have to do something like that for the O-line. So his first kind of big summit at the time in 2018 that summer had Chiefs All-Pro right tackle Mitchell Schwartz, then New Orleans Saints Pro Bowl left tackle Teron Armstead, Buccaneers Pro Bowl center Ryan Jensen, former first-round pick and DJ Fluker. So that summit's kind of built. And then after that kind of first big event in 2018, that kind of really grew his clientele list. But when Zach Martin committed to working with Duke kind of in the late 2010s, that's really when he got the hook with the Cowboys, because he told me when Zach speaks, people in Dallas listen.
I believe it, man. And when it comes to the offensive line that he's currently working with now, I think it's awesome. He's working with all five, as your article illustrated. Specifically, Tyler Guyton, I think that's a question all of us have right now going into year two. What were you able to gain about that? Because it sounded like prior to the draft, I know at least the Twitter world thought maybe there was some beef between Duke and Guyton and they had stopped working together.
Yeah, that I brought that up with Duke, and he thought that was really funny because Duke himself, he did tweet, you know, it's all up to Tyler Guyton to see how he's going to be. And so a lot of people took that as, you know, Duke saying Tyler doesn't have what it takes. But Duke was kind of saying that is kind of meaning Guyton is approaching it with the kind of mindset and aggressive determination that he needs to kind of take the next step up. Because Duke kind of described to me, there's a few levels of guys and their development that he's worked with. There's the obsessives who eat, sleep, breathe about it. They're texting him, hey, give me a film clip. Let's work on this, that, the other. There's the people who just do what you tell them to do, and then there's the bare minimum guys. So he kind of challenged Tyler Guyton to say, which one of those are you going to be? And, you know, Zach, I know you were out at Cowboys minicamp OTAs, and when we spoke to Tyler about his diet and kind of cleaning up some of the things he's working on, that Guyton, at least for now, it seems like he's trending toward being on the obsessive side with it. And when I spoke one-on-one with Guyton at his locker at the end of mandatory minicamp, I said, so what are you doing with Duke? And he said, really, it's my posture, the stance, start and finish, kind of bowing his back and make sure he has more balance. Because a lot of the issues, he had 14 penalties last year, which is tied for the second most in the NFL. A lot of that he kind of attributed to not being comfortable and feeling like he just wasn't balanced and out of position. But he feels like the work he's doing now with Duke in the summer is really helping him improve that. And Duke himself reiterated that to me, saying he's being able to maintain his posture underneath kind of the load that he carries at 6'7", 322 on that side. That's really kind of what they've been focusing on.
So is Manny Weather sort of on the same page with the Cowboys coaches and how they want things to be done? They're sort of in lockstep with that, so they're not learning or teaching two different styles?
That's what it is now. Now, I can tell you, like, example of yesteryear versus this year. This year, yes, Duke met with Connor Riley, the new offensive line coach who came over from Kansas State, and his offensive line assistants in the middle of June, and they spoke for about an hour and walked through stuff. And Duke told me, now we're on the same page. They see stuff through the same kind of set of eyes. So they went over, here's the techniques, here's what we want to have certain guys work on. So they're in line with that. Now, when Mike Solari, who was the last offensive line coach under Mike McCarthy, I asked Duke if he would call this a philosophical agreement. He called it simply kind of a cookie cutter technique teaching. But basically, he said Mike Solari would coach Terrence Steele to just use your length and body and size to kind of win against other defensive linemen. And he didn't really put a whole lot of stock into being detailed with the handwork. At least that was what he was coaching Terrence. Versus Duke was telling Terrence, if you have a plan with your hands, here's where you put them when they're rushing you inside, outside. That can really give you a step up. And that's something Duke and Connor Riley spoke about. And they're on the same page, just really kind of getting that handwork being a major focus for Terrence Steele going forward. And Duke thinks that's going to be to Steele's and the Cowboys' benefit going forward.
So when it comes to the rest of the offensive line, what stood out about Cooper Beebe, year two at center, and now he's reunited with Coach Riley, who came from K-State?
Right. And that, Duke said to me, is going to be so massive because he said, you know, a lot of people, when they think about the offensive line position, right, they're like, oh, that's just a bunch of big dudes. You just got to help coach him to push. But no, Duke's big thing that he impressed upon me is just how individual working with each offensive lineman is and how different that can be and how beneficial it is to really treat each guy kind of as their own unique entity, even though when you think of an offensive line, you think of it as just a cohesive mass of humanity, right? So with Cooper, it's making sure that his offhand, so the one that's not snapping the ball to Dak Prescott, kind of being able to use that more to his advantage and it not being a neutral asset, but being he can be an aggressor with that offhand the second he snaps the ball and gets into doing that, and then just filling out kind of the major details. But he really impressed upon me with Cooper Beebe. It's that offhand and really that becoming a weapon.
Hey, Garrett, you know, as you look at this offensive line and with the new coaches, you know, really on, you know, on that side, how much do you think there will actually be a competition, say, at the left tackle spot? Is this one of those things that where Awesome Richards is, if he's not better, well, okay, then he won't be starting. But does he have a legitimate chance, you feel, if he outplays Tyler Guyton?
That's an interesting question, Brian. I feel like, right, in theory, you'd think the answer is yes, given what Brian Schottenheimer's told us about everyone's got to compete and things like that. But then we've also heard Schottenheimer say, after drafting Tyler Booker is a day one starter. So Schottenheimer also clearly has guys in his mind that are penciled in as a starter. Now, I know Guyton did have the 14 penalties and was certainly uneven last year, but kind of based on the work Guyton's put in this offseason and has continued to show, I would be surprised if there was any real competition at that left tackle spot. I feel like it's certainly Guyton's to lose. And also over the course of minicamp and OTAs, when we would ask about Tyler Booker, how's he coming along as a rookie, Schottenheimer would go out of his way to say, hey, guys, I just want you to know TG's working really hard and he's doing everything we're asking him to. Yeah. So Schottenheimer brought up Tyler Guyton unprompted a few times in his press conferences this spring, which that also kind of indicated to me he's been impressed about what Guyton's been doing this offseason.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. One other thing that stood out to me was the referencing of PFF from Duke. He doesn't like the way they do some of these grading, the grading stuff. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, that was the topic that when I spoke with Duke that he got the most fired up about, the most kind of emotion I was able to get out of him. I was simply reading to him kind of the data about Terrence Steele since he's come back from the ACL-MCL tear since 2023 because I was using True Media, which has PFF data plugged into it. So I was looking at quarterback pressures allowed, and so they have that Terrence Steele's 94 quarterback pressures allowed since 2023 are the most in the NFL. Now, they do grade him well as a run blocker. They have Terrence Steele's 78.9 run blocking grade for 2024, was 12th in the NFL, so he's been solid against the run, but that kind of mobility maybe still working his way back from the knee. Duke told me that Steele's looked great on the knee this summer, but he said about PFF, he feels like they don't factor in quarterback movement, so he thinks PFF is just charting if the quarterback is like near, let's say Terrence Steele, for example, near Terrence Steele and the guy he's blocking starts to slowly come around the edge, that maybe they're charting that as a pressure. And so basically he said to me, it may appear that Terrence Steele's charted for 94 pressures. And then he said, or whatever the F it is, but it ain't that. He said, because if that was really true, then he would be gone. He would not be on the team. So he said himself, Lane Johnson, Teron Armstead are trying to get a meeting on the books with PFF to kind of recalibrate how they chart what offensive linemen, what that means when they give up a quarterback pressure.
I love it, Garrett. What else can you tell us? Is he so good that like NFL teams are going to start hiring him? Should the Cowboys want to hire him?
Well, he told me in the past, kind of before he got to this current like trainer of all, and specifically with the Cowboys offensive line, that he had done some consulting with Dallas in a particular role. And when he started out, yeah, he wasn't kind of sure what his vision was going to be. But now the facility he uses in Frisco, he used to rent it. Now he has a partnership stake in it, so he's very much got equity in the facility he uses in Frisco to train. And I think he's really happy doing what he's doing, training these guys. I mean, he, you know, lit up when he was talking to me about two non-Cowboys that he trains right now are Pro Bowler Rashawn Slater from the Los Angeles Chargers, their left tackle, and, you know, Trey Smith, another Pro Bowler from the Kansas City Chiefs, both dudes who are entering their last years of their contracts. Trey Smith just got the franchise tag from Kansas City this offseason, and he was just lit up about how he was able to have Trey Smith and Rashawn Slater working out at his spot in Frisco all the way up until mandatory minicamp, and both those guys had to report to their teams for mandatory minicamp. But I think he enjoys being kind of a refuge for guys who really want that individual training and technique work when they're able to get it. So I think he's kind of relishing in that role and likes kind of operating as his own entity, I would say.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Great read here on Duke Manyweather, offensive line coach to the stars here in the NFL. Thanks for the read and for your insights here on the show, and enjoy the rest of your offseason, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. Would love to talk soon.
There he goes, Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, that's big time to have him right here. You know, the amount of detail those guys can get. I do think it's probably pretty important that you be on the same page with the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, so I think that's great that he got the endorsement there from, you know, the new O-line coach.
And that's a difficult group to have to work with because, and I'm talking about not the players, but the coaches. You know, these line coaches kind of see themselves as on their own island. You know, they're a, hey, you know, we're supposed to be the engine. If everything's going bad, it's probably because of us. So they kind of take that role on of, like, being very much, you know, me and my guys.
Yeah.
And to be able – but to be a good coach nowadays, you got to be able to share your guys. You got to be able to – these players have their own doctors. They have their own dietitians. They have their own trainers. You got to be – there used to be a time you would get all mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get mad anymore. If they're going to guys like Duke and you can see that they're getting better working with him, you got to embrace that and try and kind of build on the stuff that he's able to do.
It's a shame that they can't train more in the offseason with the teams, you know. And I think all players have to be very diligent about finding the right position coach that they can continue to work with in the offseason that's going to add skills that your team's coaches, you know, also value. So it's tricky, but it's great to have Duke here in town. A nice job by Garrett, giving more details than a guy you hear a lot about, actually, throughout the season. You'll get a lot of Duke Manyweather references and stories. Okay, coming up next, the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, and all the interesting things that developed in the news about your Cowboys over the weekend, coming up next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, G-Bag Nation, welcome back. We are live Comerica Backyard here at the Globe. Tomorrow, Jacob deGrom replica jersey night, first 20,000 fans. Hot dog night on Wednesday, of course. Orioles in town, brought to you by Texas Chili Company. And, Wednesday night's also the AEW wrestling night. You can get an AEW World Series a champion wrestling belt fanny pack. Dude, that sounds like quite a co-branded item for the ages. You got to get that online, though. You do the pre-purchase item for that. That's not a first 20,000 type of deal. But I know wrestling Rangers fans have to be ecstatic about that. This segment's the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Krusty's Corner's coming up right around the corner now with Bradas. How about some Cowboys things you can gamble on? Morning News over the weekend looked at your Super Bowl odds. They looked at a couple of other odds. If this was any other team, I would jump on 4,700 for the Cowboys. I mean, they're like the 20th best odds. I mean, they had the 12 win. I guess, hey, you can't stop the run in your secondary is a joke. But I think other than the injuries, I think this offense has a chance to be really dang good. And, like, the Bears, I mean, the teams that have better odds than the Cowboys right now to win the Super Bowl, I think they're being undervalued right now. There's no way I'd actually put my 100 bucks on. That's just flushing a hundo.
Right.
But, I mean, 47-1, there's only 32 teams in the league. Am I crazy?
No, I mean, when you just referencing the Bears, I'm not familiar with all the teams that are ahead of them, but a team like the Bears being ahead of them, I think is absolutely laughable.
Ben Johnson factor.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Year one. How many times has a rookie head coach gone on to win a Super Bowl? Has that ever happened? A guy who's never been a head coach in the NFL.
They're banking on that he's going to fix that quarterback, and they've got enough weapons, and
they added to the offensive line.
Yeah, the additions that they made, that he's going to scheme this thing. I could see them thinking this is going to be like what the Commanders did last year. You know, that's how people are probably looking at him. I wouldn't say they maybe make the Super Bowl, but look what the Commanders did getting to the NFC Championship game.
We got two rookie head coaches, Don McCafferty with the Colts when, unfortunately,
they beat the Cowboys Super Bowl V, I believe.
And then George Seifert. Although Seifert took over for a pretty damn good team.
That was a different kind of situation.
How can I not remember those two names, though?
Okay, so I would have guessed no.
I would have guessed no as well. And one of them, you have to go back to Super Bowl V.
There's a lot of stuff as a team. But I tell you what, there is something much more realistic, okay? And I got a combo pack for you. You got Dak Prescott comeback player of the year at 3-1. He is the favorite for that, okay? So here's what we're going to do, guys. Mr. BetQL or BetMGM.
Yeah.
I got two $100 bills. One $100 is going on Dak comeback player of the year. I'm getting $300 back.
I like that.
The other $100 bill goes on Dak MVP at 40 to flip and one. I'm doing a free roll on Dak MVP at 40-1. Are you kidding me? If this running game can't work, Lamb and Pickens, like 4,700 yards and 40 touchdowns with like a 10-7 record. I mean, the team's still not going to be that good if you can't run the football. But if you can't run the football, yeah. Dak with these weapons, that's a top five MVP season if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, what, 2 years ago, he was the runner-up for MVP, and he put up great numbers in the regular season. So it's definitely not at 40-1 odds.
It's crazy.
We actually, I think, did that exercise on Bet Nation like a month ago, and we each went around and took a quarterback, and my second one was Dak at 40-1 because the odds are crazy. Like, I don't think it's likely that he gets it.
No.
But you can envision a world where it's possible that they put up good numbers, and if they surprise people and end up winning 10-12 games, then, yeah, he's going to get votes.
I mean, it's much better than 40-1. Legitimately, there's, like, what, 8 quarterbacks that could win MVP, and then Saquon Barkley or Henry if they go for, like, 2,100 yards?
Yeah, if they break the record.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it is, one, Vegas doesn't expect the Cowboys to do much in the way of winning.
Yeah,
right. They have their line at 7.5. The schedule is tough. And two, the Dak's health. How many games is he actually going to be able to play? And three, you just saw Joe Burrow put up numbers that Dak ain't putting up. And they won 9 games because the defense sucks so bad. And there's a real chance that could happen again. That could be a similar thing for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Dak and the offense play well, but the defense, to me, could be a huge letdown. So you got to win. You got to basically win your division to give yourself a chance to win an MVP.
You kind of got to be one of the top 2 teams in your conference, don't you? One of the best 4 teams in the regular season. And that's probably the real reason that Dak's odds are so long.
Because they were the 2 seed 2 years ago. They ended up getting that thing like the last week of the season.
But, I mean, I could see regular season success if Philly fumbles or stumbles out of the gates and they're not going to be the same defense that they were last year. You know, is Saquon Barkley going to stay healthy? And then after that, you just have to beat the Commanders, who invested in some of the most injury-prone free agents on the market.
Sure.
Like, between Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, and who's the other big name they brought in? His name escapes me right now. But I could see the division. I could see 11 or 12 wins. You know, Siobhan Revelle's got to be good at corner pretty quick. Kyer Elam has got to be better than he was in Buffalo. And your linebacker's got to be better than what their PFF scores say they are against the run.
Yeah. Sure.
But this thing could happen, especially if you can play with a lead with these pass rushers. But this is I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Brian. And this I think, perfectly segues from being 47-1 to win the Super Bowl. Warren Sharp's offensive line rankings over the weekend, 16th. Pro Football Focus linebackers, 27th. Running backs, 32nd. Dak, 17th. And they have their defensive line, who I think should be the strength of the team along with the wide receivers, at just 12th best. Yeah. Like, how sobering is that? Like, there isn't a strength of the team right now other than the wide receivers, maybe.
No, because even your defensive line, it's the pass rush.
The edges are the strength. If you're looking at something that maybe that you could say, okay, they've got an advantage over teams, is their ability to their defensive to rush the passer. We'll see how it is playing the run.
I do think the offensive line, though, is going to surprise people, especially naturally. Yeah. Where did you say they had him ranked?
16. That's 16. Warren Sharp.
Yeah, Warren Sharp, middle of the pack, and I got a lot of respect for Warren Sharp, no question. But I think that you'll be talking about them as a top 10 offensive line.
I think so.
They definitely have that upside.
And I think the defensive line is helped by Osa. I mean, it's one thing if all you have is edges, but if you also have a guy that can collapse from the inside, that's a nightmare for offensive lines.
Well, and Solomon Thomas has been a good player with Aaron Whitecotton, who they brought that tandem's here now that was with the Jets and had success. So, yeah, I think the defense has a chance to be definitely better than they anticipate.
We're going to get the Netflix trailer coming up at 4 o'clock, right, with the NFL sounds of the day. That was really cool. And, stick around. We got Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40, then sounds of the NFL Newsday coming up at 4, and then CY now. In less than an hour, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, is going to join us. Dan Rogers tweeting over the weekend, barring injury, Dak will pass Troy and Tony in completions, yards, and maybe even touchdown passes. He will rank 6th in team history for picks. Right?
Yeah.
So statistically, Dan concludes, Dak gets a lot of heat, but people need to remember how good he's been for the Cowboys. Yeah. Are you ready to live in a world where Dak is statistically the best quarterback in Cowboys history?
Yeah. Well, it's just those – what's the substance of it? And you're playing an extra game, and you're running up big-time numbers, versus for much of his time with the Cowboys versus a division six games a year, whatever, that are pretty bad football teams. You're running it up. Where those stats can mean something is when you put it all together and then in big games actually show up. And the Cowboys don't do him a ton of favors in helping him go toe-to-toe with the big boys. But it's all about the wins. I mean, the stats factor, see guys every year putting up night. Baker Mayfield had 40 touchdowns last year. Even Dak, with all his stats, he's never hit 40. I think 36, 37.
Yeah.
So 40 touchdowns is a buttload of touchdowns.
It's a ton, yeah.
What does that mean? You're not in the worst division in football. Yeah. You won like 9 games. It's like,
I mean, he went off in 2019. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, like the stats is like what it's worth. And oftentimes it's you're trailing and you're having to try to come back. And the defense is kind of letting you pick up those fourth quarter yards.
Go look at Dak's numbers from the Packers playoff game from a couple years ago, which was just one of the most disgusting performances in NFL playoff history in terms of an entire team.
Yeah.
They got completely dominated in that game. If you go look at his stats, you'd be like, man, it looked like he kind of had a decent game. What's going on?
I guess in his defense, I would say that will happen to anybody if you can't run the ball and they're pressuring you with four. The game is over. You can't run the ball, even Tom Brady. Yeah. Getting pressure by four, the game is over, right? And so what I would bring it to is like in 2015, Jerry had this great speech, and then again in 2016 about my biggest regret is not being able to get a Super Bowl with Tony Romo. Well, then why would you go into the next decade with another quarterback and refuse to give him a team that can run and stop the run? Like, I think Tony's the last quarterback that had that in, like, 07. The last time a Cowboys quarterback arrived in the playoffs with a team that could run the ball and stop the run. And it's crazy that we're about to do this all over again because, you know, Dak is essentially getting exactly what Tony Romo got you. And now maybe the conversation also goes to the Cowboys are settling way too quickly for their next franchise guy and then refusing to move off of them when greats come along. Like Peyton Manning's available. Tom Brady's available. Aaron Rodgers is available. No, we got our guy. You know, I think that's part of it as well.
Agreed. I think it's a mix.
Yeah, they crutch themselves with, oh, we're paying him $60 million.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they love to do in terms of the team building element of it. At some point, they kind of expect Dak to mitigate whatever their other offensive failures are.
All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making this part of your day. In a month from now, we'll be 1 week into training camp a month from now. Yesterday was 10 weeks until week one of the NFL season, so football is definitely in the air. And Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got a question for my guys about this offense. And I also, there's been a mock draft already. Dallas Cowboys, where are they picking? We'll talk about that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you, Lucius. GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live here at the stadium today out in Comerica backyard at the Globe. And Rangers baseball is coming up in under 3 hours now. Here's a Broadus with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well. It was funny. I was just looking through some content stuff, and our guy Matt Miller, Zach, has already got a mock draft.
Hell yeah, he does.
And I was just curious, did you have a look at it at all?
I just looked at the Cowboys pick.
Okay.
Did we take the best player?
It's funny. Okay, first off, I know Zach looked at it, but would you like to take a guess of where Miller had you picking in the order? What number he had you picking?
Ooh, I'll say 15.
Pretty good guess there, Dawson. Would you like to take a guess?
I'm going to go over.
You say over that?
Over 15.
Over 15. He actually had him picking 13th.
13th, baby.
Now, Pro Football Focus has him picking 9th.
Oh, wow.
That would be a pretty rough year.
That'd be a fun draft season, though, huh, Broadus?
Yeah, I mean, it would be fun draft season for sure. But picking 13th, and I just kind of wanted to just say real quick what they did. And we really don't know how this is all going to shake out or anything like that. But just to give you an example, okay, Garrett Nussmeier from my alma mater from LSU, who I think is going to be one of the top quarterbacks in this draft.
He can spin it. Future number one overall.
Well, Matt's got him going to the Colts at number 11.
Oh, Matt. Oh, a little slippage. Matt's never had the eye. Yeah. Brian. And I know that.
So, Nussmeier, okay, with you picking 13th, is this the year that you would be, if things don't work out, would you, if knowing that you really, really liked like a guy like Garrett Nussmeier, like maybe he was one of the highest guys on your board?
I love the idea, though, of the Saints passing on Nussmeier when his dad is the offensive coordinator with the Saints.
Yeah.
He's playing at LSU.
It's pretty phenomenal if the dad's like, nah.
Is that not putting
Trust
it all together?
Yeah. This kid's a P-word.
Well, it's
trust me, you don't want him. You don't
he's
want
toxic
him.
Dad blocking
it's funny because
his dad just C-blocks him.
It's funny because you're in a situation right now with the Saints. He's got him picking 5th, but he's got Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State,
hey,
going.
He can play some football.
He can play.
It's possible that he's the best player in the draft.
It is possible.
It's possible that he's a better quarterback than Nussie.
It's possible.
It's possible. But he's got a cannon.
Let me ask you this. If you had a chance to grab a guy that potentially could be the first overall quarterback taken, that he all of a sudden he slips down for some reason, he's there.
Got to.
Is this the thing where you think about, we got to go get this guy. We got to go. If he's that close, I mean, that's right now, that's not a massive jump. That's a two-spot jump right there.
That's a hell yes. You go and do it.
I mean, obviously.
If you're picking 13th, though, again, and let me just finish, Dawson.
Sure.
You're kind of not. You didn't have a great season.
Either Dak got hurt again.
Sure.
Or you just weren't very good. And probably a product of Dak not playing great.
First, kind of need to know, you know, which running backs are on the board.
Bryce Love could be a good option for you.
You know, I think they need good linebackers. They need a corner. They're probably going to need another wide receiver. So there's all these premium spots that you're probably going to need if your season does not go well. I mean, what's Siobhan Revelle's rookie year looking like?
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot of momentum toward, man, we need to get another premium player for Dak here at 13. You know, maybe a new left tackle. But if it's like this year where you're sitting there and you don't love any of your options and you're thinking about taking a guard at 12 because you don't love any of the other options, I think you have to be very open-minded to your next quarterback right now. If the year doesn't go well, Dak's nowhere near MVP.
Yeah.
Probably has quite a few picks again.
Sure. See, he's got Cade Klubnik from Clemson going one overall, the Clemson quarterback. Now, week one of the college football season, LSU travels to the secondary Death Valley.
It's going
to
be awesome,
too. So you'll get to see these two quarterbacks go at it right off the jump.
Yeah.
And so there's like Miller thinks that Klubnik will be drafted before Garrett Nussmeier. And so if that's the case, but if it's that close and there's questions about Dak and they're like, I know there's people on our show that are kind of like, no, I'm already moved on from this guy.
Yeah.
I've already moved on. You know, that, and I wonder if, is this the year that if it's that close, do you just try and say, we're going up to get a guy? I mean, maybe even if you were ninth.
To me, the answer would be yes, absolutely.
See, to me, I would say probably I would hold off. I would now, because I still have to pay Dak. Dak is still going to be around. I have Joe Milton on the cheap.
Yeah.
I could just ride with him. And I want to get the best quarterback. So I'll get, maybe it's Arch Manning the next year.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing.
So
okay.
I would rather do that because I'm still paying Dak. So it's not like we're drafting this guy and all of a sudden we have a chance to really do much. I'm now offloading things and I'm setting myself up for, hey, we'll have a Joe Milton kind of buffer
season. So you're saying
before we get the actual best quarterback in the draft, I don't want to live in this land where 12 teams have passed on this quarterback because he's not really that guy. I'd rather just go get that guy.
So you're going to play next year, or you're going to play this year poorly. And then in 26, you're going to play poorly.
This is the guy that would have ended up not getting Patrick Mahomes because he wouldn't have traded up for him because he didn't end up going 9 picks ahead.
The really gross thing is that,
you know,
even when Dak's contract,
you just never know. Like, the third guy might be the best guy.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, Jaden Daniels, he was the second pick, better than Caleb so far. C.J. Stroud, second pick, better than Bryce. It's just if you evaluated Nuss as the guy, I get it. Hey, maybe Lenore Sellers or Kate Klubnik goes, but maybe Nuss is the best. So that's why I would still say, hey, if I believe that's my dude, I'm not passing on the QB. I am interested in maybe waiting on Arch.
Yeah.
That's not a hard sell for me, but just because maybe other teams pass on the guy doesn't necessarily mean with the quarterbacks that they're not better.
I wonder if Arch is going to show this year, though, that all the hype is really hype.
Ooh, that'd be...
I mean, and I'm not saying, listen, I think they've got a great play caller down there. They've got a lot of talented. They've got a lot of players. Offensive line they got to replace. They've got some skill guys they got to replace. Texas will find a way.
They're going to score points, yeah.
But I wonder if this is going to be one of those, you know, with Arch starting, is it going to be as, wow, that was kind of eye-opening. And maybe like a Spencer Rattler thing, where all of a sudden you go from being one of the top guys to, what the hell just happened? Kind of a situation at, you know, at Texas. I think he's going to play well.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's one of those that we look at it at the start and like, man, that was a lot of hype for a 9-3 team.
It'll certainly be tough for him to meet all the expectations. It's kind of like the Cooper Flagg stuff. Like, the bar has been set super, super high before we've had any real tangible on-field production reason to do so. So, him underwhelming to some extent, I think, is absolutely on the table. Him being a Spencer Rattler type of, like, total bust, there's no way.
Well, see, he's too much of a Spencer Rattler, am I wrong about this? He was talked about as the top guy. He was the top guy.
Yeah, and then he ended up playing poorly. They benched him for Caleb Williams in the Texas game, and that was all she wrote for
all right, Rattler. Dallas at 13, they're going to take Keldrick Falk, who is an edge rusher from Auburn. And so this is where, man, I mean, the one position they've actually got players that he's going to draft an edge. But the Cowboys enter the season needing to sign Micah Parsons to a long-term extension. While they have signed Dante Fowler this offseason, Dallas needs more edge after passing on the position in the 2025 draft. at 6'6", 288. Falk is a versatile player who can play along the defensive line from the three to the true outside edge. He can generate pressure from inside and out, as evident by his 24 edge pressures and 5 interior pressures last season. Falk's size and strength would be a fun pair with Parsons' speed.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I don't know. That sounds like a bendy guy at 6'6", 288.
You're talking about a dude that can play in the three, then no. Not
if you're bendy, so
this doesn't sound like a bendy guy. I mean,
sounds like a big boy.
If I'm an edge, that's kind of like 6'6", 288.
That's Calais Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're talking about, I was thinking
it's like Marcus Spears.
Yeah, is this really a bendy guy in 24 edge pressure? I mean, we had guys, look at Ezeraku last year, what he did. You know, he should have been picked at 13th before this guy, if that was the case.
That's real bend with old Ezeraku.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, real quick, I want to ask you guys this question.
No.
I've had this discussion with some people. Okay, Dave Canales, I feel like, Carolina got a little bit better.
Almost beat Philadelphia. Should have beat them.
Kansas City got a little bit better towards the end. But would you say he's kind of on the hot seat, though, in Carolina?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Because of they haven't really developed the offense and all that.
And you're in year three.
You're in three.
No. This will be year two for Canales.
It'd be year three. This is year three. This is number three.
Was he not there Bryce's rookie year? They fired the guy midseason. Who the hell was it?
Yeah, it was Frank Reich.
Frank.
This is two. I thought this was year three.
This is year two.
No, you're right, Eric.
This is year two.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, I was thinking it was year three. What if could Brian Schottenheimer, and Canales is a pretty respected offensive mind, right?
Very much so, yeah.
I mean, he did that with Baker the year before.
Very respected. Yeah. Very respected guy. What if Brian Schottenheimer is Dave Canales? Do you see anything? This is the first time in I can't tell you how many years, goes all the way back to the before the Garrett administration. I don't know what this offense is going to be. I don't know what it's going to be scheme wise. But it worries me a little bit. Is do you have a guy, or is Dak Prescott in this offense got enough weapons where Carolina has really no weapons?
Yeah, it was a disaster.
So it's not going to be, but you might have a coach that's kind of this guy was a champion play caller guy, and then he becomes a head coach, and he really, they haven't got it done?
It's different because you have a developed quarterback. You don't know what your quarterback can and can't do in Carolina. Where with Dak, I think you have some tried and true staples you could go back to if you are struggling. The truth is that when Schottenheimer was announced or strongly rumored, we all had a bad reaction to it because of his resume and what we thought he would bring to the table. What we need is for that to be untrue and Schottenheimer to be in the process of reinventing himself.
Which all signs indicate that he is with the staff that he put together.
Yes.
It looks like he's trying to advance himself and not just do the same crap he did in 2010.
Okay. Yeah. Do you kind of in a situation, though, do you worry at this point in time as a young coach – that he hasn't developed the chops of McVay or even Cohen down in Jacksonville?
Oh, yes.
Or one of those.
Definitely.
I mean, he's been in the league a long time.
Absolutely.
And nobody's ever said, this is one of the young up-and-coming play caller guys.
Right. Which is why if he were Dave Canales, he probably would have gotten a job already. Like, that was my biggest concern over this, right? Like, the last time he was getting head coaching opportunities or interviews was back in 2010 when he was doing good things with Mark Sanchez and the Jets.
Yeah.
Ever since then, crickets.
I think that's why they brought in Ken Dorsey. He was really good in Buffalo, helping with game day type stuff. And
Buffalo. He helped Allen, but then as they went Buffalo late, they took him out, and then they put him at Cleveland. They took him out of that. So he's kind of here, kind of trying to resuscitate his career.
Yeah.
Maybe help the quarterback a little bit. But I just wonder, man. It's just kind of, this is the first time in a long time you talk about going to camp that I don't know what this scheme is going to be.
And that could be worrisome. For me, it's exciting. Because I'm looking
forward to something new. Oh, I like all the new coaches. The coaches. I like all those.
There's boom or bust to it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you could end up at the end of this year with 3 years left on Dak's contract with no outs until it's over, a pick at 13, and uncertainty about your head coach, who you know, by the way, Jerry is never going to fire after a year.
That was a joke
of a take from Colin Cowherd.
Oh,
Jerry would never fire a coach with 3 years left on his deal. Okay, where are we going next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's do NFL Sounds of the Day. We got the Netflix release of the America's Team trailer. Barkley's keeping open receipts and which quarterback would you pick in their prime?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.